Wait, Pamasri. Is your version the Brickview one? Ah, Karenia Metasuta. Oh, Brickview one. Oh, my daughter know how to sing. So, AB can adjust a lot. Can, then you sing the other one. My daughter liked the other one. Last time Sunday school. Last time in the Sunday school, you sing before that. Yeah? You told me whole day the chanting you want to chant. Huh? Sujuko, Ujuko, and all those things. Huh? No, not you chant. You follow on it. They all sleep. She told me, she whole of last, this today, or what? Yesterday, that chanting keep on coming back. Though she want to chant now. That's why I ask, want to chant this one or not? She straight away put out her hand. Two hands on. So actually, that is the message they want to listen. That's why normally Kayanamita will tell me and we chant. Then because I just felt something, then I suggested. Then she put out her two hands. I didn't know until down there, she told me. Then because of that, today is a very auspicious day because of what we went through the puja to commemorate Kuan Yin's birthday and also for our Bodhisattva vow and together with what they call briefing on the Bodhisattva way. Is Madam Ho here? Huh? Madam Ho, is she at the back? Yeah, she wanted to share something. That's why she told me just now. She was so happy. She's not here yet. Huh? Oh, not yet. Never mind. Then we do our sharing first. When she come in, we get her to share. She was so happy. Okay, page 87, part 2. So this Heart Sutta got one section. So too are feeling, cognition, formation, and consciousness. Sariputta, all dhammas are empty of characteristic. They are not produced, not destroyed, not defiled, not pure, and they neither increase nor diminish. This section covers the more subtle formless dhamma acting at the mind level. So this one, if you don't have the silent mind, you cannot understand. So this one is just for information, because I also can't remember at that time when we discussed, Miss Lee wrote this one. So I just put it in. I must have spoken quite a lot on it. Then definition. True understanding imply. Oh, spelling wrong. Padmasri, make a note. Where is she? Page 87, 2.2. True understanding, T-R-U-E. That's like same pronunciation, but different meaning. T-R-U-E. Imply wisdom. Defeat them implies no longer deluded by them. Feeling of happiness implies pleasant feeling. Feeling of suffering implies unpleasant feeling. So this was because Xuanhua used all those terminology in English which are different. So we have to clarify. Feeling which are characterized by neither suffering nor happy implies neutral feeling or indifference. In the pure and deep ultimate silence, all creation are transcended. A sudden awakening to the original perfect fusion of self and Dhamma. So this one is just the Mahayana way of explaining. That's why you need silence. In the pure and deep ultimate silence means there is no creation. So all creation are transcended. That's why they call it sudden awakening to the original perfect fusion of self and Dhamma. Where these two cease, then only you really realize the unconditioned. Okay, 3.1, question 1. When I listen from my heart during Dhamma sharing. I feel very peaceful and happy. There is clarity. But this state does not last. Why is it that I feel this way? I think you all know how to answer. Huh? Within the conditioned world, is there anything that lasts? Ah, then why want to ask? Why is this state doesn't last? That's why when you are meditating, you have some very good mind state. There is a tendency for meditator to attach. Then they want it like permanent, no, forever don't go. Maybe 会不会在那边? 没有. Then who on that light then? Who was the one that on the light? Never mind, let them find out. Huh? Anyway, I read to you my answer. This could be due to your past cultivation that enable you to have this ability to listen from the heart. How many of you had tried listening from your heart? Oh, very good. Wow, very good. Not bad, huh? Got so many. Wow, Chai Chai also can, no? Mimi San. You see, put you to shame, a young boy can. You know what is listening to the heart, or from the heart, sorry. Your heart can listen or not? Huh? Oh, very good. Brother Sia Chi Wei say can. That's why cultivator, that's why he know. You can listen from your heart. Who say you cannot listen from your heart? Your heart is the true mind. Listen. You all always listen from your brain. You know why you do that? You know why you do that? No? You think a lot. And you know why you are born in this way. Your head. All your physical senses out of the fire, four are there. Understand? Your eye, your nose, your tongue, your ear. These four. That's why see, think. Hear, think. Then input the content. Because it you use these senses so often that the brain create the thought. That's why you can have the effect of karma, understand? But they purposely, nature's law, trap the consciousness inside. And you don't know how to use your brain out there. You always want to think. So thought is responsible. So you think. That's why you listen from here. You remember I told you first time when I went to University of Malaya, when I met the Chief Reverend. He gave a very good talk on Dhamma with very, very good English. He keep on pointing out here, look inside, I don't know where the mind is that time. So I went back, meditate, I said, look inside. But luckily my mind can focus. That's why I went into the formless. Right? So this is not your true mind. Oh, good, rub off already. Yeah? Maybe I share with you something which my last teacher shared with me. This one I think I seldom share even with my earlier Kayamita except the first batch. Because there was no condition to share. You see, when he met me, he always asked me a few things. He said, because I told him, you remember he told me, forget about what you heard from all these people. My meditation is very simple. Four things, is it? Relax, aware, 24-hour, trust. Then straight away I say, oh, that's very good. Because the first three I've done already. Then he can sense, he knew. He said, yeah, good, very good. Then, because the moment he hold my hand, he checked my vibration. Do you know? But I cannot, because if I hold lady's hand, how? I get into big problem. After you say, what, Brother Teo try to touch my hand. Oh. That's why I don't want to touch, I don't want to hold. I can know your vibration if I hold your hand. It's like tamak. You know what tamak? Chinese sincere also know. But ours is different. If your consciousness transforms, I hold, I know. but I don't want to do this. I can feel. That I don't want to know. From the way you describe, this nature can know. Cannot lie on. So what he told me was, straight away he said, good, where do you return your awareness? Means we all Buddhists call mindfulness. I point to the center of heart. He said, wrong. Straight away wrong. At the time I already understood the Dhamma, but I don't know where the gateway was. So when he said no, I got no doubt or no. Like I have faith in him. Because after he hold me, I can also feel him. No. His hand is so fine, no. Really like lady's hand. No. That's why the last, don't know how many years, my wife also keep on saying, how come my hand so fine? Oh? How many of you touched my hand before? He say, more fine than lady's hand. No. Oh, you also never touch. Mommy always tell me, you like lady's hand, because he said, maybe I don't wash clothes. What is it? Oh, that one got. that one I got. But wash clothes cannot. Then she told me, recently only I realized, I said, get the maid lah, don't go and do everything yourself. I said, the clothes no need to wash. You know what she told me? Who say need to wash? The washing machine wash for me. Oh, shit. True or not? Correct, huh? Washing machine. But I got one teacher in Form 6. Oh. This one, I think I didn't tell you. This year batch, I didn't tell. Previously, I remember certain year I tell. Because there's condition. This maths teacher, my form teacher, we are also a class monitor. And this is the one that asked me to help him to write all the school leaving cert for all the students. Did I tell this joke? Didn't, the new batch didn't. The old batch heard already. You see, his English also no good. My English also no good. Then you know what he told me one day, he come. Yeah, he was my form teacher, lower six and upper six. So upper six school leaving cert, no. He called me, yeah, I'm the class manager. He said, Tio, come. I said, yes, Mr. Goh. I saw one pile of school leaving cert there. No. He said, you can help me a lot. I fill up everything already, except the comment from the teacher, the character or those things. He said, headache, he said. You ask me to solve maths question, no problem. Until university level. So fill up this one. I got to look up dictionary for vocabulary. And he actually finished a few. You know. Then he asked me to continue the rest. You know. So teacher asked you, what can you do? So I say, okay, I try. So I took over the whole pile. You know. I saw the first five he commented. You know. One of our classmates, I think Mi Fong and Sui An will know, they are uni mate. Not Yu Chen. Yu Chen Mei Si, Chua Xiong An. When I say this, you will laugh. You know what he put on the school living cert? Big mouth talk a lot. Wow, and Xiong An got big mouth. Really got big mouth. Oh, I tell you, I felt so ashamed. No, I had not passed the school leaving cert to him. No. Then after I wrote the rest, he heard about it that I wrote this school leaving cert. No. Then when we dispute, he came and confront me. How can you write this type of thing? I say, I didn't write. You go and see Mr. Goh. He went and confront me. And Mr. Goh took back the school leaving cert. He showed it to me. He said, how? That time, no blanco, nothing. No. Cannot rub one, no. He said, how? I said, I don't know. I said, maybe cancel and write again. Cannot last. School, he said, headmaster said, cannot cancel. Then finally, luckily, we went and see the headmaster. The headmaster gave me extra copy. Then he gave Then after that, again, come and ask me, what must I write about him? Wow, that one really sweat. Really sweat. Yeah, he don't have much good character.
And the thing that people can always remember is actually what the form teacher wrote. No? He talked a lot in the class. And he smiled and persevered. And this teacher, lazy to look for vocab, straight away, straight from the heart. So what I want to share is, after I have understood this, then no problem. But last time, I didn't understand this that time. Children point here, remember? So, that last teacher is here. If you listen from here, you are in hell. Do you understand? Yeah. Now I draw. This is your heart, huh? Where the consciousness is, huh? Where the consciousness is. This is the brain, huh? He say, you stay here, this is hell. You agree or not? Yeah? Jiwei knows. Why? This is your memory, your conditioning, your views, your opinion. This one before enlightenment is hell. Like Krishnamurti said, acting according to memory is not acting at all. Do you understand that message? What is memory? Huh? What is memory? Accumulation of what? Past experiences. Understand? And Krishnamurti say, the brain is as dead as the dead leaf. Dead leaf, die until dry. No? He say, as dead as the dead leaf. Yeah. But this is of the past. This is never new. And thought is of the past. That's why it cannot be with the moment. Understand? That's why you go and do all this so-called vipassana, mindfulness, note with the thought. Thought is of the past. We have respond to memory. Memory is accumulation of your past. Your good and bad experiences. You accumulate them. That's why the Mahayana say this is accumulation. Accumulation is suffering. So this past, good and bad experiences, what are they? Your happy moment, correct? Then your miserable moment, your scars of memory, how you have been abused, how people hurt you, take advantage of you, deceive you, then the phobia, the fear that you went through, all this you accumulate. And these are psychological fear. Psychological memory. Why do you go and remember them? Even you don't remember, you see something that is connected, straight away the memory come out. Just now, who was it? The lady who came to me. I talk about memory. Was it Elsie? Was it you? Sorry, not you. She came first, then she came. Hui Ling. Wow, Hui Ling, you got another good friend. So, Kayamita got three Hui Ling. But Hui Ling, I think this one. She came and asked me, I cannot remember. You better ask the question again. Then I explain again. Let her ask. Yeah, I say got condition, she asked, then I... Well, she asked me, I ask you now or after the class start. I say, you ask me now. Then after that, there were conditions. Yeah.
Just sharing my meditation experience. When I try to meditate in the afternoon, I keep on going to the subconscious mind.
Yeah.
So it repeats many times, for 5 or 6 times.
Yeah, she says she lapses into the subconscious, then wake up again, lapses into the subconscious, wake up again for many times.
Yeah, so I start to doubt whether doing it correctly, so still don't have the sadhana.
Yeah, the faith.
Yes, So I withdraw from my meditations.
Go for a walk.
And then I go for a walk. And I noticed that actually when during the walk and I do standing meditation, I can quickly go into the silence again. And this time I'm not sleepy.
You don't lapse into the thing.
But thoughts coming.
That's why. Just like that brother Victor that day, he said, when I open my eye, the thought no more. Not no more, still there, but you focus. The attention is the seeing consciousness. Then when you are with this, which is more, more strong, that take away your mind's focus, where your mind is attending to that. That's why you are not aware of this movement. So yours is also saying when you open your eye, you can feel very easy. You go into stillness and all those things. But the moment you try to close your eye a while, then you observe the thought come out again. Then I told her, "You want to continue? Can continue. After this, I can recall what she asked me. Then she asked me, "Is this correct or not?" I say it's okay because you are new to this meditation. So when it goes into this, what you can do is, next time, just aware, understand, aware, and be with it. Just like what I want to tell Elsie, but Elsie one is a different one, because she can feel her vibration, heartbeat, everything. Then she says she very relaxed already. I said, no, you are not relaxed. Otherwise, the vibration won't be like that. Because you never stay, your awareness never stay. You never completely silent, not stable. But she had other experience that time, short moment because of condition, went into it. So, be with it means at the moment when it's about to like lapse into the subconscious or unconscious, actually you do so. Because you become the unconscious. Then after that, he said the sound come, or sometimes the thought come and come up again. So what happened is, if you have this problem, if your body tired, you go and rest, go and sleep, or lie down. Otherwise, if you want to understand, you should silence everything. Just like last time, the sloth and topple hindrance came to me during the early days, remember? I just silence and be with it. I say you silence and be with it. The awareness will know how it goes into that subconscious and unconscious. Then whether it is trying to release out anything from the brain or what, you will know. Then I explained to her, you know how all these thoughts come about or not? Because in the day when you live your life, you are not mindful. You are not attentive. You don't have wisdom and understanding as yet. So because of that, you accumulated a lot of this memory, which is what I am trying to come to. The accumulation can come in many ways, which you are unaware of. So I give her some example. I said, like you go and, or you hear something at first, somebody say bad thing about you, right, bad thing. Then you're not very sure. Then your thought actually accumulate that thing there. Because you have a thought that tell you, this guy, means you attend to it, you know. And this is not a handful of Leo, but you attend to it. You know, how can this guy, I think he's saying something bad about me. Went in there. And I tell you, as you walk, you think. Understand? As you think, go deeper. Understand? Then this one need to be released out. You know, otherwise you carry it. You know. This is attachment. This is clinging. Then the other thing is, like somebody argue with you. Or you go and buy something from that shop. Then maybe some misunderstanding or what. Then you already put your attention there. You know. You attend to it. You know, but you are not aware. Then you will go and argue with him or reason with him. No. Just now I pay you 20 ringgit or 50 ringgit. You're supposed to change me so much. And you know what happened? Because of that, it already go in. Then as you walk out, you will still think, if that guy pay you back, then
then everything's okay, huh? Then you're happy. Oh, luckily the guy paid me back. Otherwise, if I didn't check the change, he would have, because you say you pay him 20, but he assumed you pay him 10. Understand? So the other 10 ringgit don't need to pay you. Then because you remind him, then the shopkeeper sometimes selfish one, different, honest one. Huh? You really pay me 20? I check. Oh, yeah, 20. But if you don't complain, what happened? Assume that it's 10. But some not honest one, he will argue with you. No. My drawer got no 21. He can you open up and show you. Well, he has been doing this before. So he keep the 20 somewhere. Understand? He open up and say, where got 20? Then you have to doubt yourself already. Well, in the drawer don't have 20 ringgit. But all this got coming on, you don't worry. But because you don't know. Then you come out, you're very unhappy. This guy, I remember very clearly I gave him 20. So you carry this. Fun though, okay, sick fun. Also you complain to your friend, your mother, your hubby, and all this. This is how it went in. Then Krishnamurti called this what? You live a life of disorder, understand? Because you are not settled with this, understand? Means the brain is in disorder. You know what is disorder? Yeah? If your country don't have law and order, what happened? Chaotic, riot, and people just free for all. Then your brain, your body is very intelligent. He has to wait till you sleep, only he can heal you and release all this as subconscious dream or unconscious dream. Because this one has to find all the, otherwise the brain go cuckoo. Too much problem, keep on accumulating, cannot release. Like no release valve. So at night when you sleep, it's like a release valve. The brain try to find all. That's why you dream. The subconscious I'm going to release. Then next morning fresh, unless you cannot sleep. You got a lot of nonsense inside there. So sometimes you got bad dream, phobia, then the sankhara so much. It make you so tired. That's why our friend, the Vipassana, when I note, my brain get very tired. And the expert teacher, Vipassana, also same. Note, until, at night I so tired. If you meditate, you fresh, and you got a lot of very good spiritual energy. You won't be tired. Because you are in a relaxed state and all those things. So what happens is, when your brain try to find order, you will release all this. That's why if you don't know how to relax, silent, and allow it to release. If you still in your dream state, also got this heedless thinking coming out. Your thought is respond to memory. That's why sometimes in the dream state, you catch bits and pieces. Then the bits and pieces through memory, it create like a dream like that. Then after that, no connection. Go to another, then go to another. Because your sankhara, the heedless thinking is there, then the subconscious release come out, you got very weak memory, because you are not fully conscious, and you understand? You are subconscious. Then sometimes groggy, right? Unconscious, conscious, unconscious, conscious. Then this one, through memory, it create like a short dream. Then after that, another come out, release, then that create another string of dream. Understand? This is what. That's why you come out, you cannot remember your dream. Then sometimes you can recall some. But if you don't write down, I can guarantee you, within less than 1 hour, you cannot recall. Unless something impact you. Phobia or So this is why my teacher say, Krishnamurti also know, I think according to memory, but this is all the rubbish you accumulate through non-heedfulness, non-attentiveness. And you don't have yoniso manasikara. So everything also, you got like and dislike. Then you give attention to all these which are not a handful only. Then they get accumulated. This is how the heedless thinking come about. The duality come about. Then your brain have this disorder. There is no order. Then during the daytime, you create mental hindrance through response to all your sense door. They call it the sense experience. every moment of seeing, you stir your mind, like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant. Then you dwell into it. Then sometimes you completely lost in thought. You talk to yourself, and you know. Then you comment. Then like internally, you dialogue among yourself. You have experienced this talking among yourself. Yes, everybody now comfort. Means at least I can still remember. I remember during the early day, I used to tell the Kalyamita, whatever you want to know, you better make use of me and ask me fast. Well, after the mundane mind collapse, I cannot recall anything after that. I don't have this thing like yours already. But what I went through before, because I was mindful, I know how my brain was. Then I advise a few where the mundane mind may collapse soon or they already have this potential. I say, you better observe it before your mundane mind collapse. After that, nothing to see already. Then cannot share already. I say, I was lucky because I was, for that 9 months before it collapsed, I already have the awareness. Fully aware. That's why I know what is happening. So sometimes you got condition, when you bring up, that memory come back. But it is not there where I hold. Where this brain can be like the computer. You can put inside the memory, then random, I say, when you need, you pull it out. We are non-attachment. So it doesn't create disorder. It's just like filing cabinet. You put things inside there. And if you don't allow that thing to be what they call like life red or what you put inside, this can move around with that. So your this accumulated memory of all the funny things, it can create fear phobia because you didn't settle it, you are not at peace with it. It's like unfinished life problem and situation. You keep on refusing to make decision. All your problems will accumulate. But if you look at it and just make decision and resolve it, then you got less problem. So your brain is the same. If everything that go in, you don't have problem, resolve. Everything that go in, you don't have problem, resolve. Where you got wise attention at the moment of sense experience. Then when the mundane mind collapse, there's nothing for you to recall. Except whatever memory that is inside there. So the brain works this way. So when you understand, before you are enlightened, this one is really hell. That's why my last teacher said, my last guide, sorry. He said, when you put your brain as your focus or attention, you sure experience hell. But this is suffering, real suffering. And your senses are so near your brain, so easy to access. It's like what? Your neighbor are these 5 senses, Understand? Then the thought, which is the mind field there, the 6 senses. So all these 5 are so near each other, like your neighbor. Any small thing come and complain. Any small thing come and disturb you. You got peace. You sure no peace. Every moment of seeing, your mind stir. You don't have wise attention at the moment of sense experience. So every moment of hearing also same, smell, taste, tactile. And your habitual tendency come from your conditioning, like and dislike. So if you cannot see all this, you cannot understand, then the mind keep on doing this. Every now and then, it creates the hindrance of mind. The most common one, essential desire, your like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant sense experience, your reaction to sense experience. I use the word reaction, Everything also on the command, everything also capable. And because of that, if you every moment, almost every instant in your daily life, you create mental hindrance, how can you be peaceful? True or not? It will hinders your mind from entering the meditative state. That's why you're never peaceful. And the worst is, you react and stir and think until so habitual. Habitual means what? Automatic, mechanical. That's why you become so heedless. That's why you repeat and repeat and repeat all this heedless living without you understanding and knowing. and you some more like our cathood, huh? Isn't this human nature? Oh, if this is human nature, you can decide how you want to live your life. That's why the Buddha Dhamma is for you to understand and straighten your view and no longer human nature. Understand? Your true nature, Buddha nature, is beautiful, understand? Without all this rubbish. Understand? No delusion, nothing. So when he says this is hell, it's true. Then you know what happened? After he told me this, I checked, you know. Oh yeah, luckily I got Dhamma. You know. Yeah, I got no Dhamma, but I can recall the early days. You know. If no Dhamma means really hell. You know. Then after that, after I have understood this awareness, then I realized I every time stay here. You know. And because I stay here, I realize I can hear from here. You know. I can think from here. You know. Everything can, no. I don't have to go up there, no. That's how I understand. That's why he said, if you stay here, you are in heaven. Where he likes Christian term. He said, you are in heaven. But I don't like this word heaven. So I tell him, yeah, here very peaceful. Here very serene, very cool. One of the lady told me, who Elsie, you meditate until very cooling. Not you. Then who? Who is the lady? Also lady. He said the heart there very cool. Cooling. I don't know who. Forgot it. He can feel very cooling. Yeah. So, I don't want to use the word heaven. Heaven sounds very Christian. Not to say I discriminate, but it doesn't fit in the Buddhist teaching, understand? Because Buddhist teaching don't have heaven. Got hell, of course. The heaven is Deva plane. So this one is actually, when you stay at the consciousness, awareness, you are staying with the conscience. You know what is your conscience? Huh? Conscience. Not conscious, no. Conscience. What is the Chinese equivalent word? Liang Xing, Liang Xing, conscience. This one, the thought say, can cheat this guy one. He won't know one. Like I stole $2 ang pao money from my mother. Because I cunning, that I yet very young, 8 years old. I say, ang pao, I open up, I check, my father trust me, he passed to me, he said, give to mom. I open up, I saw 12 ringgit. That time 12 ringgit a lot now. My ang pao need 2 ringgit. So I say, I take 2, I put in 10, keep the 10, give to mom, mom would know. Really, mom don't know. But I that year lost like anything. Before the Sanchop met over, I lost all the 4 ringgit. Every year with 2 ringgit, I can win at least 100 over to 200 over ringgit. That year, the card sui until you cannot understand one. That's why I know I cannot lie, I cannot cheat, I cannot go against the precept one. If I do that, it show it to me. You sure die. So that one was from the brain, cunning. Mother will not know. Then what you do? You want to act out of it, make transgression. You want to do it. Then suddenly the conscience say, besai luan lai. Means what? Cannot simply do this. The conscience know. This one got karmic effect on another. In Hokkien is what? Mandarin is pao ying. What do we call in Hokkien? Wu ying ko. Means then you dare not do, no. But the greed is too powerful, no. Because this one too powerful, got too much idea. Never mind lah. Won't know, they won't know one. Karma come back. And you can. That's the reason why if you stay here, the brain is hell. You understand? Then what you need to do is, if you are at the heart, you just aware. And when you are aware, you can listen. But I remember initially when I listened from here, there is a gap. You know what is that gap? That memory like not connected. No, understand? The memory like not connected. No, Then you got trouble listening to the whole thing, you know, like you listen bits and pieces. You know. We are so used to listening from here. You know. You're from here, you're very fast on, you know, your memory very fast. Then like got a little bit of you go through that type of phone call, if you use cheap one, WhatsApp or what, there's a time lag on during the early day. The telephone, you remember? When you speak, as you speak, then only your voice come out later. Then that side one also, hear it later. But now technology very good. No more of this problem, I think. So, this problem, you don't worry. You maintain here. Listen from here. Hear from here. Read from here. Everything you do from here. After a while, it becomes normal again. Then I find that no more problem now. I can listen from here. I can do everything from here. Feel, aware, everything from here. So when you really want to live life, that's why I say stay at the heart. Did I draw it correctly? This one like at the stomach. Should be higher. So this is just for benefit of you all because I seldom share this. We have no condition. But today, because she came and asked, then suddenly, this nature recall what my teacher, last guide, taught me. Then, about order, disorder, I actually learned from Krishnamurti. Because my this last teacher, he gave me this tape, recorded one, in the year 1992 or 93, I forgot already. He said, "Till you listen." You remember? He don't allow the wife to record. But he himself got the cassette tape that he got from somewhere. He listened there. Then he told me, but I visited him in New Zealand. He said, "I give you these two tapes." Then when I record, he never complained. But he also hear from Krishnamurti. Understand? Also recording. So he cannot, but he can understand. That's why he tell the wife, "You don't understand." So he gave me this tape. The opening statement of the tape was what I learned so much. Then after that, I told my wife. I remember, he said, the beginning of thought is the beginning of registration. I didn't even try to remember anything. But because my understanding was that the moment he said that truth, I checked, really true. Then he said, thought is respond to memory. Check, really true. Yeah, I can recall a lot of things. Then when I check, even the supramundane mind, without memory from last time, you cannot produce thought. Understand? Then I remember the baby. Cannot. Then he start to say, acting according to memory is not acting at all. So about 20 over years ago, when I understood it, I told my wife, at that time, they all look very high up on those who wear robe. Understand? Monks and all those things. And they have this idea like full time. Then I told her, I said, even Mahayana monk, a lot, they commit to memory. Do you realize? They have to study the sutta, like Se Yen Fasu. He said he's not good at remembering things. Then later on, one day, you can read his biography. After he bowed to Kuan Yin, bow. 500, Mimi only 300 per day, break into three sessions, 100. The master tell him one, he said, you must have a lot of karmic obstruction. He said, go and do repentance in front of Kuan Yin. He said, go and bow to Kuan Yin and do repentance. Then the teacher didn't tell him how many times. But I think he himself very, very like a hell zhou lang. He said, he asked the teacher, can I bow 500 times? The teacher said, can. Morning once and night once. So one day he bowed 1,000 bow. And he said after 3 months, his whole mind becomes so different. Then no need memory. He read, he understand. Then he can write. He can understand. So no need memory. The sutta automatically understood. That's what happened to him. That's why you must bow until clarity, mindful. So all this are the various way to cultivate. I need to ask you, how did I come to here? I supposed to tell you something else, explain something else very important. Before this was what? 好了。啊？ Chief Rabbi。No memory, no thought. I didn't say that. Well, you all create a new thing for me. You want to test me or what? I said something which I want to share on. I know that thing is important, but I cannot recall. Because, huh? No, not Ajahn Yantra. Oh, that one was my last guy. Oh, he gave me the tape. Ah, thank you, Vivi. Huh? He gave me the tape. Now I remember already. Then inside they mentioned, now everything come back. Acting according to memory and not acting at all. The moment I heard that, I already understood this one. That's why I can link. And all those explanations I give to you is not from Krishnamurti. He just said this sentence only. Acting according to memory is not acting at all. Oh, I straight away rejoice. I said, this guy is good. If he can understand that, he must have realized and seen. Otherwise, he cannot understand that. Then I realized from there, all the monks, a lot are trapped in memory. Because all the chanting experts understand, commit to memory. No need to remember. Like automatic rifle. Can just fire like that. So memory. And what is memory? Accumulated. So you cling and hold on to this. That's why until it become like they call it mechanical, no, automatic come out on. That's it, no. But you are committed to memory. So this is knowledge you don't know, no. Then you live life depending on this knowledge, no. That's why you can they call what rattle or repeat like Ananda. He can repeat all the things. But there is knowledge, you know. You understand? Right? That's why this is not wisdom. They said they are all trapped in memory. You know? Like the Zen story. They go and read the sutta, then go and use their memory, use their knowledge to understand it, because they have been told by Zen master, like Hui Ning, the mind must have no dwelling. Then they go and through memory, commit, then give you the same memory, the flag and the wind. But they can never explain to you the real thing because they don't have the understanding. But they can repeat the sutta and they can quote to you word by word. Then you think they are very good. But this is all knowledge, memory. Then I told my wife at that time, I think she cannot understand that time because they are monks, full time. I say, when you come to understand one day, you will know. Because this is all memory. And memory is hell. And this one, you know what happens or not? When you die. The brain follow you or not? Your knowledge all gone, no. But wisdom is in your nature. No? Do you understand? What follow you? You know what follow you? No? Your delusion. You understand? No? Your fear, your phobia and all that. That one through karma follow you. Because this one, the brain, cannot follow you. Understand? From earth, from nature it comes, to nature it goes. So this is what I want to share with you. Hopefully there are conditions for some who are quite near all this cultivation. Then when you reflect or re-listen to the recording, you straight away will penetrate and you understand very far. By then they can check that they have the silent mind, everything. And this is for life, living, to do this work of a bodhisattva, to help people. That's why our sister, Hui Ling, she know what I mean because she saw and she can check back. That's why she keep on nodding. Very good. Sadhu to you. You can share now.
The last note. Before I come up to share, Brother Teo keep asking, you have any meditation record to share? I was, when I heard that, I'm using my mind.
To think. Memory.
And the fear immediately come in.
Yeah.
I habitual. I don't dare to share in front of anyone.
Yeah.
And then after many days of cultivation, meditation, I start to depend less on
On your memory, on your thought, on your conditioning, more on your heart.
More on my heart.
Lucky,
I can be
very good.
Calmer.
Much more calmer.
Much more calmer.
That fear everything like much, much less.
But if you go back using your thought to rationalize,
immediately
it's gone.
Immediately it will come.
It will,
Because this nature, this awareness is not there and your wisdom is not there yet. That's why this conditioning, this habitual tendency, all this threat, phobia, fear or whatever, immediately, mechanical, you will react and respond through memory. When somebody say something, remind you of that incident. Let's say the shop one happened on. Let's say your friend come and suddenly sit on the table. Then he said, just now I got a very bad experience. I went there, I buy something, I paid. I remember I really paid him the 50 ringgit. He told me no. He said it's 10 ringgit. Then immediately your memory go, you also kena. I last time also kena. Then all come out already. This is how memory. Free go. Very good. Sadhu to you.
So, thank you very much
for the teaching. Sadhu. Sadhu. I also rejoice. Yeah, you create condition for a lot of these people to understand. Yeah, this type of teaching is not in the book, understand? But it is in the cultivator's understanding if you really did it correctly. You can see all this. Understand? You check all the sutta. Got this type of teaching. Teaching you all this brain disorder and all those things. Then memory, how your memory work, how you can see your content of consciousness went in. They only tell you kusala akusala abhidhamma, the type of consciousness. But they didn't tell you what is kusala, what is akusala, and how it go in. Never. The evil root also never described to you. But they also dare not ask. Because they also learn from the sutta. Or somebody tell them, then they repeat. And you know, when you repeat, I pass you a message, I ask you to pass down to 10%. At the end of the 10%, that message is still the same or not? Completely out already. The problem is, like I explained to the earlier Kalimita, why during the Buddha's time the teaching is so powerful, so potent? Let's say the Buddha got 100% of the teaching. Then all the disciples, because they are really Buddha's top disciples, let's say initially very good. Maybe Sariputta they all, but Sariputta passed away before him. Then Moggallana also passed away before him. So you learn Mahakasapa, Ananda. Ananda very susah, your memory too much. All the sutta he can repeat for you. He's only a sotapanna, later on only become arahant. So, who are the people who can inherit most of his teaching? Maybe Mahakasapa, I don't know. Let's say he get 90%. Then after Mahakasapa, after the Buddha passing away, luckily he didn't appoint anybody. Otherwise there will be a lot of division already. Even that time, so many divisions. Some follow Ananda, I was told by my second last teacher. Some follow Sariputta, Sariputta no more. Some follow Mahakasapa, and they divide. Because they want to promote their teacher, understand? So like your Chinese swordsman show, all the various Shaolin, Ermei and all that. They fighting among the student. Who is the next Zhang Menren? You remember? And they really go all out and fight one. To become the one that got the door. Jiang Menren. You understand? But I think I pronounced it wrongly. Zhang Menren is not the Jiang Mun. Jiang Mun is the takeover one. But there is a pun in Cantonese, Jiang Mun Yan. Look after the door. So, if all this is what is happening, then you cannot learn Dhamma. Then Mahakasapa, let's say he got 90%. Then among his students, he cannot have all the best students of that time among the Buddha, apart from the chief disciple. Let's say he get one portion. And within that portion, there is some quite good, quite smart. So when he teach to the quite good one, maybe this quite good one, I tell you, after the Buddha to Mahakasapa, the next one, if he can get 50% of what Mahakasapa understand, he very good already. So what happened? 50% he may understand. The other 50% he go and what do? He think he understand the thought. Then he pass down the method, the technique and all that. That's how it come on. Then after he passed down, the next guy, this one already adulterated 50%, only left with 50%. Then pass to the other guy, maybe can understand 20%. That's why by the time he reached 2,000 over years later, the whole teaching different. But luckily got Theravada. Why? The chanting preserved. The authentic Pali word, they are very accurate. But the understanding of it is already different. The commentary, everything. So this is the reason why all this can become learned. So you know, through knowledge, through memory, not wisdom, you cannot. That's why the Mahayana, all the great patriarch, the great master, you know how they receive the teaching? Mind to mind. What is mind to mind? Yeah? They listen from here, that's all. They already connect to the nature. That's why the third phase of Bohi mind development. If you don't have that, you cannot transmit the teaching one. Like I now try to transmit to you all. How many you can receive? She will be at the counselor, will be at the knowledge level. Go back to practice, put into. Well, then a lot of trial and error. Take how long to learn? So for her, maybe at the most 5%. 5% is so too much already, I think. Really? Then some of the good ones, if they can get 30-40%, already very good. During the early day when I started, they thought they know what I teach. Then I told them, anybody who can understand 10% of what I share, he's already very good. So because of that, it's not easy. But if you connect already, you can understand my teaching very fast. There's some of those Karyamita who connect, they read my notes, they understand. That everything I share, they understand. Why? Mind to mind, understand? Because same mind, true mind, true mind, true nature. That's why it's called mind to mind seal. Understand? There are no words one. Words show subject to interpretation. Understand? Can follow? That's why mind to mind. You must no more the five stages of Bohi mind. You check your WhatsApp. Then it will be, I think, in the next transcript book. You don't worry, all this will be there. The third phase of Bohi mind development is what? Realize the true mind. Connect to or illuminate that Buddha nature. Not Bohi nature, Buddha nature. You copy wrongly. Illuminate Buddha nature. Copy wrongly. To connect to or illuminate the Buddha nature. Means your true mind. Not until you reach that level, which means your mundane mind is about to collapse. Then only you can understand. Then only this thing can go in. Then later on when your mundane mind collapse, mind to mind, very fast. No need anything. Just truth come out. That's why I can understand Krishnamurti. Acting according to memory is not acting at all. I don't need him to explain my nature. Straight away understand. That's why Hui Ning, what did he heard from the fifth patriarch when we share the second chapter? What did he heard from the fifth patriarch? About the Diamond Sutta. No, he said, use the mind. But, without attachment. What is that mind? The moment he explained that to him, he came to great awakening. Means what? He already has the understanding, but he cannot understand life, understand or not? That mundane mind, that's why I was trying to tell, where is Jia? I was trying to tell you life itself is a different thing. You have to learn and understand what is life. That's why he just
tell this understanding to the Huineng. He said, this mind, you must learn, know how to use it, and yet no attachment to it. That is the form of mind, the mundane mind. Vehicle and tool for you to come for you to use. It don't belong to you. Understand or not? And because you already have the understanding of the unconditioned, you will not be deluded by that mind. You know it's condition arising. Causal phenomenon, impermanent, lead to suffering, empty, non-self. That's why you will never attach. But you can use it, no, and yet, no suffering, no. That one is the best. Like this body, use. Don't have to worry about it getting old, getting sick and die. That is very good tool for me to use, a vehicle. This is how the enlightened one can come to create awakening. He only needs some pointer. That's why when Krishnamurti say that, straight away I can conclude all this thing, I can understand all. That is the power of the mind to mind seal, that nature already have this ability to understand. It's a matter of hearing it, the truth, like winning. The mind must have no dwelling, awakening. How can you have that? Because no mundane mind, born with the true mind. So you better make aspiration. Every life I come, I must be born with the true mind. Cannot. Because sometimes, nature's law, no such condition to manifest. Like your merits. You know what is merits? Merit is like money in our society. If you got money, you think you can buy everything. Whatever allowable you can buy, like television, property, house. But certain property people own one that you cannot buy. Like you want to buy people's girlfriend, how can? Or people's wife. Cannot. Unless it's on sales. So when you have this merits, I teach you to make aspiration. Wow, you say, brother, you say, can no. By the power of whatever merit I have, cultivated from the distant part, you know. I like poker, no. One shot, go down. No. May arise the causes and conditions for me to be enlightened immediately. Can No condition at all. Impossible. You can go and make until the cow come home. It must be something allowable, understand? Do you understand? That's why don't be rigid. Hey, Bratio say one, no. He say, use this or everything also cultivate. You quote me correctly. But I never say everything cultivate. That one you add in or no. I say, it can help you break the karmic obstruction. Understand? Because are there one possible? For you to turn around things that are allowable. Now you understand? That's why that nature is so different. I think today we don't spend time on Hasuta. We go into this. Because this will help. Because there are people who are ready, who need this. And also up there. So that's why this topic came out. I also never expect it to come out. Because people come and ask me. And today, luckily I'm not hungry. You know. I didn't take lunch. You know. But I'm not hungry. Then later on, I went down when you all meditate, where Alicia asked me on the heavenly thing. I said, okay. Then you make a honey drink for me. Then I take one cracker. Cracker, not crackers. Crackers is fang pao. That one is what? A square one. No, cracker. I think they call it cracker. Kiampia. It's a biscuit, I know, but there's a name on it, cracker, isn't it? You crack it on it. That's why it's called cracker. You can crack it on. I hope I'm correct. So I had that one. That's why I don't feel hungry until now. But I promised Pamasuri, she very kind. She came. I pray to you. Down there, God don't know what. What was it? Oh, never mind. She meditating. Not Maggie me. That was what I want. But you see, the Sufu there, they got this, don't know what. Pun Choi, Pun Chai. He asked me on to try it out. Yeah, we only order for the monks today. Actually, we're supposed to order for all. Then I say, no need. Come here, eat so luxurious for one. But Chai Pun Choi, not the real one. Then he, right, in a way, because she really sincere, then I say, I'm not hungry, really, never mind. But I say, after 9:30,
you go down there and make me the Maggi. Then I want a drink. Next time. Because people are sincere. That's all. That's why this condition will manifest. So you all know what I want to eat at dinner time. And I should thank Mi Fong. Mi Fong bought the Maggi Mi. Was it Mi Fong? Then he said, Joyce also got bring. Maggi, Yamai Tomo. Wow, I like her butter cake. The husband buy her. Very good. Thank you so much, Sadhu. So let us rejoice. They know what I want. Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu. So you must have condition. You don't always assume I want. That every retreat come up, butter cake and Maggi Mee. I tell you, the kitchen got no place to put. Don't worry. When the condition is there, you will know what to do. But no need to buy things for me. But I eat very little. I need very little. Sometimes I don't eat. So you buy, expecting Brother Teo to eat. But full, how? So no condition. Don't get angry. It's a test. Understand? Then the ego come out. Ayo, Brother Teo, have compassion, have love, Koli, and all. You're all the way, from Penang, or from Kota Baru. You think this nature like that? Kolian. Not to say it's not compassionate. There is no condition, means no condition. And there are so many who wants to offer. Then this nature will know, understand? What are the conditions? So you don't worry, it will take care by itself. If it's meant to be, something will happen. Okay? Where was I? We're supposed to continue all this, no more hard sutta. Did I finish or not? I think I finished it. I finished
it. My questions.
I answer your question. But did I intend to continue on? Oh, yeah, I remember. Vohi Mai. The mind to my seal. Did I finish that one? I think not, Chela. I told you quite a lot of things. This one, actually, too early for most of you. It's going to be a long haul before you reach this. But I don't know. Sometimes it can be very fast. So if you really have the faith and the sincerity. But whatever it is, just let things be. Because some may take a little bit longer. But some will take a lot longer. Then some may take very, very, very long. Maybe after the don't know how many eons, then only lottery come. But don't worry, because there are conditions, so I will share a bit more. You see, this nature is silent. Just that nature. Like I say, it cannot come out. It's not an entity. It's not a human being. It's not a permanent unchanging entity that can come out and live life. That is the unconditioned. No thought, no word, nothing. That's why the Tao, what is the Tao, you know that? Who teach the teaching Tao? Lao Tzu, Tao Te Ching. The opening statement of the Tao is what? Tao Ke Tao, Fei Chang Tao. Whatever that can be described or spoken, that is not the true Tao. That's why it's the unconditioned, without word, beyond thought, beyond mind. But he add in another one towards the end. Nothing is apart from the Tao. And you know what is the Tao symbol? Ayo, sorry, human being got no tail. That's why you never tell me the mistake. Got tail one is not human. But we got a little bit short in the back. Because we evolve out. I suppose to show you what? A Tao symbol, okay. Where's the blue pen? Oh, here. Who know how to draw the Tao? The yin yang one? Then? S, How to draw the S? Come. I no good at art one. Okay. Assume correct. So one side is blue. I don't have black pen. Then there is a dot. A dot. Then the other side is
white, huh? But I have to use red. Oh, sorry. This one is red. Huh? This one is blue. Do you know why they draw it like that? This is duality, understand? Black and white. But within the black, there is always a white dot. Within the white, there is a black dot. Why? This is nature, understand? What is nature? Within every profession, there are black sheep. And this black sheep is not that many. But this one is for enlightened one. The one that are different one. Yeah. So, within each and every of this duality, yin and yang, there is this small dot. Yeah. That's why you have to be a complete whole. That's why this is the Tao. Understand? The Tao means the source. The oneness, the true nature, the Buddha nature. And all things. And within this is what? This is what living being is all about. Living being, no, not human being, no. And the living being got good and got bad one. Got the all one and the bad one. You know what is all? The dark side. Then you got the good side. That's why that symbol explained the whole universe. Then he said, nothing is apart from the Tao. Everything is from the source. You know what is the source? Source of all things. You understand? From the source, everything comes. Your true nature, how did the mundane mind come out? From the source, the first one that come out is the pure awareness. Understand? That's why when you realize Nibbana, the whole pure awareness is also gone. Nothing. The unconditioned, the source. That's why you cannot talk about it. But the thing that first come out is the primordial. Understand? Pure. That's why pure awareness. That's why this one, from space, it can stir the first thought of ignorance, and from there it can fall. Yeah? Jiwei, that was what your question was. If it's originally perfect, how can it become deluded until like that? Because of this primordial awareness. This one, the pure awareness, is without delusion, without ignorance. But because space can just trickle off and create a single thought of ignorance from the very beginning, then this one starts to become more and more complicated and fall. And this is what Surangama teach. Then from there, the whole of the creation, that's why the next circle is what? Yeah? Mundane mind. Then from mind, consciousness, it becomes so, what is the word? Like you fall until E equals to MC squared, until form also come out. Understand not? At first you are just consciousness, no form. Then the form also come out. That's how the law of karma come in, can trap you inside and let you suffer. Then you have this mundane mind, five aggregate of form and mind. Then from there, you get entangled with what? All the form that you create, external phenomenal world, through karma, through all the things. That's why there is this four division. This direction come out, this direction return. Now you understand? Can follow? Huh? So you use the pure awareness, which is your nature, your true mind, to cultivate. Well, this is where it originated. You need to go through this. That's why you need to have a form and mind connected to this. Then only you can cease and return to the source. Otherwise you cannot. And this is not a place, understand? No, I'm conditioned. Do you follow? Yeah? Enough, until this level. Further, I don't think you understand anymore. Okay? Okay. Brother Chia, understand.
Brother Teo, thank you very much. This is the first time I think I've heard this topic talk like that. But anyway, what I wanted to ask is, you know, we have been conditioned, right, until today. That's why our brain is like hell, right, until we decondition. So my question,
until you have the wisdom, otherwise not recorded. It's only hell when you don't have wisdom. Understand? Yes.
So when you have wisdom, you become the user of thought. Then that brain, that thought, that memory is very good. Understand? That's why wonderful existence. That was the one I want to teach you. Where you keep on sharing with me, Brother Teo, nothing really. Everything also empty. Think also like that. Don't think also like that. Then I said, yeah, but there is such thing as life. Then only he start to listen. Then he start to understand now. Mainly it's for those people who have the potential to understand and up there. That's why the sharing come out. That's why I told you, I never plan anything. I never do anything. This nature is an accord and flow. Whatever that come. Then all the Kalimita know how to come and ask or no. And ask very different type of question. I won't say funny. But very, very different one. And the question is so relevant because somebody want to listen. No? That's why they will condition them to come. They will let them have all those experience. Then sometimes they will come and tell me what they want to listen. Also, like previous year. This is the only first year I felt something that I told them to chant. The previous year, I don't know what all the Kayumita, some of the Kayumita I know, they say, Pratyo, Pratyo, can we chant this? Can we chant that? Then there was one year, one Christian came. No? Huh? Monica's sister, remember? And she, initially, we have Christian faith. Then for no reason, the chanting came. No? Then she can follow the chanting. No? Then after he followed the chanting, you know what happened? This is a very good example. Suddenly, the memory recall. No? Hey, I'm a Christian. No? What am I doing with Buddhist chanting? Oh, the fear arise, no, panic. No. But luckily, she came and asked me. No. Then I answer her. No. I say, well, in the past, you play with both times. No. Certain life, you maybe want to buy insurance. No. Certain life, Buddhism, chanting. Then certain life got problem, got no faith in Buddhism, Christianity. No. So this life also same, because of problem. Because born Chinese, then try Christianity. Then was quite comfortable there, but still got problem. Then later on, the sister benefited so much from my Thursday class. She keep on telling, Brother, if my sister can come, she will be very happy. Then finally, he checked with her. Then she said, go Thursday class, do one. Because, Buddhist. She very odd. Then he said, then you come for retreat, like Cameron. Oh, retreat camp. We have a lot of new people. They don't know who am I. So come for the retreat. That's how it happened. Then you know what happened? After the second or third day after I explained, she starts to have faith. Well, I say you have condition for both. But you have to choose. We have your life. So you don't worry. Whatever come is from your past. So you go into it. Then you find out. Then you choose later. Then she starts to have faith. No? Then you know what happened. Because she in the past got that type of character. Where this upstairs good friend can contact her or no, and can tell her what they want. Then she go and tell a lot of Kayamita up there, say what. Then I think the three of them, Mimi and Joyce and another lady who she up there, the good friend come down. I was not around. He said, this one for you. This one for you. This one. And they all meditating, heard the sound. But they cannot see. But these few people receive. Then after that, after a day or two, he come and see me. Ratio, up there say, must let you know. Then the moment he tell me, I know what already. Why? They are helping, actually. They are helping. That's why after that, all the others come, Machandis, Machandis. Even MB also say, Mahakaruna, all that. So we chant. Then later on, George suddenly come out with a mantra. Oh, wow. I tell you, that one everybody remember. Was it last year? Not last year. The year earlier. Wow, luckily Chia not around. If you were around, you will absorb all the vibration in. Huh? No, he was not here. Yeah, man? The Omo, very loud one. She suddenly burst into Om, baby. Was it last year? Yes. Then he is around. You cannot remember. So this one is not Beko Il. Please. This is not important. But this is what life and reality is. It can happen on. So Christian, no, first time, no, all these things happen, no. Then at first she very shy, no, please, but don't tell people, you know. But then later on she understand, you know, thing. That's very good. So don't be surprised. Then just now I want to clarify is when we sing the compassion Heart Sutta, you heard some crying, don't panic, because it's their nature, cry, because of that love, that compassion, and all that. Then Polian one, I don't know what is it. Polian one must ask Polian. Where is Polian? What happened? Come, share. Hey, this one very mild already. When she first time came, you asked them 5 years ago. Yeah, Polian. Thank you for sharing. Sadhu. She is now so different, so beautiful. Inwardly, not outwardly. Yeah, Polian. Yeah, push it out.
Actually, when the Heart Sutra just started, I can feel my body some energy. So I think I said, oh, okay, fine. So I just listen. I don't like to chant, so I listen. I think it's about maybe 30 seconds, quite some time.
Yeah.
Only the gap like 30 seconds. What I know is I really open mouth and cry.
Oh.
That's what I know.
Oh. And you don't know what happened. You just cry so loud.
I know it's I open mouth and sound out already.
That's why the brain don't understand one. But inside there react a lot of things. Yes, this is a lot to do with the past.
And Brother Dale, I also want to ask, I actually know feelings.
Yeah, definitely.
Just like from Masuri House, I cry, you ask me why, I also don't know.
Yeah.
But I only know from the sound that I produce, it's actually Hou Chai Liang, just chum. It's somewhere here.
Yeah.
And I also ask myself, why so chi chum?
You know what is it? Now that you tell, I will know.
It's chi chum.
You know why? This is the same as the first time you come. Because your past, you don't mind I share this, The earlier one, the first time you come on. Past the one. you tell better.
The first day I came, I normally in the school, I don't like to sit in front. But in the first year when I'm here, I sit there. And I don't know why, I keep staring at the center and the Sijia Moni for. I keep, this one, no. I keep looking at his face. And I also actually not really realize this. Only the second year when I came, I realized, now second year I don't look at him already. but then the second year or third year, I also like people push me to bow and I got Amo Lao here.
But before that, the first time, you remember, the first time, you were suppressing, you listen. The first time you came, you remember? You're not supposed to come on. Then song somehow register you. Last minute you're able to come. Well, my wife had to attend to something. Didn't come. Then what happened? You come here. You suppress all your emotion. You have a lot of things want to come out. You suppress. Then after that, immediately after we finish the first session, you come and see me. Say, Bratio, there's something inside there. Then my advice is, let it come out. You know what you told me? Very eerie one, no, Brother Teo. I said, let it come out. I didn't know it was so eerie. then he told me later on, only tell me, come to my retreat. He said, I go other retreat, the teacher chased me out. Because nobody can handle, monk also cannot handle. Now you remember. They asked me down there. You're this student, something wrong. Because morning, that morning chanting down there, luckily I went down. Then I saw her. Wow, she that type of crazy thing manifest. You shivering, but people see it's not shivering. Wow. Then all the Maya Nan and the Chinese, Teng Siong Sufu know me. He come and see me. But 你这个徒弟是不是有问题？Luckily, I tell them, 没事没事，业障业障，业障 you know what is 业障 coming obstruction, coming. Then I send a POV, stop. I didn't do anything, you ask her.
Yeah, brother, do. I don't know you do the POV.
Until you come up here,
I only know suddenly,
then stop.
Relax. And then after a few seconds, a bit.So I also don't know what happened. When you come up,
then
after
I
the makan, then
I
you
share.
Say you send a pure wish,
then
and
only
I know,
you know
it's that moment.
Yeah, at that moment.
In that moment, suddenly.
Because Deng Xiao Shifu approached me already, you know, have to do something already, understand? But luckily, I invoke the power of her sincerity, understand? Because she really sincere and determined. With this condition, I can wake up so early and go down there and try to follow people, follow the chanting, you think not sincere. And this come about because I can sense from what happened in the past, she got a lot of negative karma. Pardon me for sharing this. Thank you for the patience. But you know what happened in the past. Chances are very, very likely. He got a lot of karmic obstruction due to triple jamon. The action and the thought. And very likely is when she was non-human, she go and disturb all the cultivator and all those things and the triple jam. You know what happened? Every time I chant, cry like anything. Then very eerie one. Very, very eerie one. Then luckily, I found out something. Yeah, later on, when I asked her, she told me, when we chant all this, he cannot take that vibration. Then later on, I teach her to ask for forgiveness. Then she recovered. Then after she recovered, she went to Anandagiri. You ask her, see, the spiritual tree. Those who went there, all know. He cannot go in at all. Reach the signboard there. Mimi was helping her. Break down and cry like anything. Then luckily, Mimi, then I saw. Then I also sent, well, then Mimi also sent for POV. Then after that, settle down. Up there. You passed to Mimi. That's why very interesting.
She started to cry when we are...
Cannot stop one. Console also no use.
You see, Anandagiri, that is energy dome one. The moment we enter that dome, she yells.
In the vehicle already yell. Because Joyce's husband, Clifford, don't understand. He said, what the hell is going on? Wow. Brother, tell spiritual trip like that.
I tell you, she really scared
the whole bus.
May was very helpful, touched her, and she become a bit...
you scold her some more.
So then, I just silent my mind. I didn't do anything because I really don't know what to do. But as she entered, she really cried. Then May keep on pulling me. How, Mimi? Then I silent my mind. I just silent my mind. Then I say, I don't know. You don't ask me how I know how to do it. I also don't know how lah. But I just silenced my mind. I said, this lady, she is very sincere to come to this spiritual place. Can you all allow her to come in? Then after that, when I say that, the mudra came. Then she okay already. She stopped crying. But when she want to enter the sala hall,
oh, cannot go in.
She bounced back three steps. This is.
And you know what happened? Before she even want to go, that time she already asked for forgiveness, improved a lot already. Before the trip, 10 days.
I felt.
You felt. Then didn't go see doctor. Until 4 days later, see doctor, fa yan. Then he called me. 2 days before we leave over. Is it particularly like this? I cannot go. Then I say, this is karmic obstruction. You have faith, you still want to go, you go and ask for forgiveness. You determine. You will have the connection. Then after that, he really recovered. Then she called me, she said, Brother, I can join you. Then happily come. Then Anandagiri there, Zhongqiong again.
Prior to you, out of so many times I cry, I actually don't know the...
Definitely you don't know. Definitely you don't
know. But going into Ajahn Achalo house, I know. I walk on the plank, the kayu with pan. I walk very near already.
Bejib.
I kia.
Yeah.
And I know, then I tan fan leong.
Yeah, two step.
And I know, not enough. I go backward and another two step.
And then you know what happened, Anna?
Only the one time I know.
You know what happened, Anna? You know what happened?
I didn't know to go in. The
no,
house.
You don't know how you enter, Anna? Wait. You don't know how you enter, Anna? You didn't hear what I say inside. Ajahn asked me, he said, this one, cry of joy or sorrow. Then I told Ajahn, no problem, this coming, she will be okay. Then after that, you stop crying. No? Then they say, you coming in. No? Then I realize, there is something this stopping. No? Then again, I invoke the power of your sincerity. Because before you come, you already make that. Then I knew God continued. Then I send the POV based on your sincerity. Then pop, suddenly you can come in. And then after that, oh, counting. Then the worst is that Katina, the night before Katina, I saw her keep on bowing. Keep on bowing. Then later on, I rejoice. I knew. Kautim already. Mean repentant or something. Yeah. Then later on, after the thing, I asked her, very good. Why you know how to pay respect and bow and all that? You know what she said? Gratitude. I got no control. There's a force. Push me down until I tired also, I cannot stop. That was the best job. I say, you don't worry. You caught him already. Then you know what happened? After that, Chan Namotasa, no problem. But at my house, that Tuesday class, when I invoke the Deva, I tell you, the moment some, before the man come out, I cry like anything. Then after that, manager, you know, I said, okay, we don't invite. Cannot. You will cry. A lot of Tuesday class.
Yeah, there was 2 days before Ajahn Achalo trip.
No, later already. You come back already. You come back already. This one is Samantha, invocation of Deva. You cannot take that, no. Then I said, never mind. Today, no need to invite. Because the first word, Huirong, they are all there. And they are all there. And the cry is so loud. Then hear one word, eerie one, like from hell like that come out. Oh, you do drawing, but your sound is so eerie, you know, understand? And that is the karmic. That's why I didn't finish it yet. Because certain life, you came to understand that this is really, really suffering. Then you don't know you got your karmic thing. Then you want to, like, help this being. That was the good state of mind you have. You want to help all these beings, but you don't know how to do. But because of the karmic obstruction, that's like every time you come to Dhamma, you kena obstruct kau-kau. Understand? Not? That's why now you have to be serious. Don't joke again. Understand? Not? Even though have improved a lot, because now as long as you still don't know what is moving you, means you have not fully clear. Understand? Not? Yeah. Those who really cry when they know one. Like now, why you cry also doesn't know. Understand? You only know after the sound come out, you're hearing konya here and all those things. Understand? Yeah. So, thank you for your good sharing. This type of kairamita, nobody dare to take in one, I tell you. Very difficult to handle one. Achalo also asked, what is she doing? Is it cry of joy or sorrow? Then like Teng Xiong Sifu down there, you这个徒弟是不是有问题? Your this student got some problem up there. That's why if you don't understand, you cannot handle. Not easy. But please don't bring all this chronic on here. This is not a house where you heal, no such thing. No condition, nothing happened. Why were we here? How come we come to here? You're supposed to share something there. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Actually, now the condition also arises. I wanted to share this. Because just now when heart sutra started, suddenly, you know, the tear, I know the thing was coming out. Really.
Oh, that crying was from you? Huh? That crying. There's somebody there cry. Who was it?
Someone, my one. Yeah.
No. Who was it? Somebody there cry. Who was it? Somebody there cry.
Yeah. I maybe it's me.
But very short time only.
Very short time.
Right?
I was missing the what?
Not that type of sound. It's a cry.
Not me.
It's a cry.
Anyway, the tears were flowing. They were just. And then I tried to silence, right?
Cannot one. Cannot one. Because this one come, you cannot one.
And then after that, the flash came.
Yeah.
All the misery.
Yeah. Wow. Suffering.
And then after that,
You know why or not? Now I can explain to you after you share. Because this is what you have vowed in the past to do. So now the Heart Sutta is a great compassionate mantra. Understand? A lot of compassion. It's to remind you of suffering. Then you will recall what you have vowed. This is your job. But in the past, you mix with energy field. But you have your good parami. That's why you can understand the real meditation. Then now you have that condition. That's why when you hear this, the condition will arise for this, for you to see. Then you will recall what you are here for. So all this will happen. Sadhu, very good. Yeah.
Okay, so now I ask the question for the bigger good.
Yes.
You see, we are conditioned, you know, from day one, born, and then school, and then society, until today.
Yeah.
So my question really is, how do, you know, how to really educate, you know, the growing up generation?
Oh.
So that they don't have to go through this.
Okay. This was the same question asked to Krishnamurti. You know how he answered? No? All the education, they teach the wrong thing. But he didn't mention counselor. He didn't mention counselor. He said all the education is teach the wrong thing. What do they teach you? You go to school, kindergarten. When you are born, the government already teach you the wrong thing. Give you a name, identity, register, birth cert, father, mother. All this is creating the entity, the personality, the ego. Then, your father, your parent, or those who bring you up, condition you some more. Papa, mama, they call you by name. What do they call you? Jia what? They call you, you're young that time, what do they call you? Your name?
Cannot remember it.
They don't call by your last name or middle name. How your parents call you?
Actually, they call me by another name.
Oh, nickname lah. Nickname.
Call me by another name, but that one is because of, you know, I think feng shui or whatever.
Yeah, I know. I know. They say good for your future, otherwise got a lot of problem. My parents, they also consult the real one. They say don't call him father. Call him Jie. That's why I call it Feng Sok, where his name is Feng Hong Sok. So all our brothers and sisters call him Feng Sok. But then, very funny, you know. Well, my neighbor saw that my father, he very lucky, you know. He and my mother give birth to all the nine children, all healthy one. Last time, very seldom, you know. Sure got complication, you know. Then he saw we all a lot of harmony, you know. Then he got one daughter married to another person, a remote city. Then this son, grandchildren, got problem, you know. The pus keep on coming out from the leg, you know. Then she don't know what to do, you know. So they see doctor, all cannot, you know. Then one day, my mother saw. Then my mother tell her, what happened to your grandchildren? He said, don't know. He said, you don't worry. I go and get the herbs. Pow, pow, pow. Pass to them. 3 days. Completely gone. Wow, they were full of gratitude. They come and thank my mother. Then this old lady, he was very observant. Then he got another grandchildren. Always sick one. Got a lot of problems. Very difficult to raise one. Almost died a few times. Then he go and talk to this another son-in-law. He go and convince him. You better, they call what, foster son. Kai Jaya. You go and ask, request our neighbor to become the godfather. He never want to ask my mother to be godmother, though. He asked for my father. He know my father got this type of nature. No? Then, really you don't believe. The moment he came, my father was very happy. He said, yeah, no problem. Then do the ceremony, pao, big offering or all things. Then my father bless him. After that, he become very easy to raise, though. Then become very normal. They say every year he full of gratitude, he will offer things. Then my father died, he come, he put on the thing. That's why people can see this is the parami they have on us. But they are very sincere. And they are my parents and all things. So you will know. Then we had to come back to Brother Chiawana. What was your question? How to raise them? Now I remember. I see your move and then your smile, I recall what you say. How to raise them? Then Krishnamurti, he said all the education wrong. Why? You born only the condition, you the personality and all those things. Then when you go to school, what happened? Again, report card. Then, this is a cow, this is a cat. I am so and so. Every day mark attendance. No. If present, put out your hand. Present, yeah. So your entity is being developed. No. Then everything you do, you got a name or no? So you educate the kid like that, means you are educate self-delusion, no, sakayaditi, no, clinging to the entity or the form of mind. Then you try to own things, because you realize if you are from a poor family, you got craving for things or no, unless you are born special. Then even you rich family also, you want to have money to buy things and all those things. So our society is very materialistic. Very individual. That's why the evil root all come from that sakayaditi. Once you have that personality, the ego, you will believe you exist. Then what happens? This personality will have the delusion that condition you to have greed. Means you want to own things. You want to have things. You want to possess things. That's why the evil root of greed arises. Then when things don't go your way, you cannot get what you want, you get angry, emotional. That's how the evil root of anger come to be. Then because you don't understand the truth, sometimes you don't understand what is happening, you got fear, you got doubt. Then when things don't go your way, first noble truth, hit, sorrow, lamentation. All didn't you want? The Buddha say final summary, sakayaditi, self-delusion. That condition you to grasp at the five aggregate of form and mind. It is the grasping aggregate that I call. Call what? Suffering. So how to reverse? Krishnamurti proposed a new school. Teach them different things. Understanding. But I don't. If you ask me, very easy. Change the education system. Understand? I realize after I have understood this, this understanding came. Our school is teaching us all the wrong things. You know what other thing they supposed to teach you? All the science and all those things is teaching the wrong thing. Not to say they teach the wrong science, please. Science is very good. They are very advanced. But they didn't put into the correct thing to teach in the education system. They got biology, very advanced now. Even now, genetic engineering, everything very advanced. But they are still deluded. They don't know what is that. They don't know what that form of mind is. So what I would have suggested is, you teach them nature's law, understand? Cause and effect and other things. Then teach them as a human being, you got a physical body made of element. You got your senses, understand? You got your senses. That's why you can see through the consciousness. Then the physics experiment show them. The lighting up is just the consciousness. Nobody there. Then you input the content. You teach them from young like that, then there is no more self-delusion. Then there is no more selfishness. Then you teach them to see form. How form divide and create all the conflict, the war. Why you want to stop? What happened? You look at her for so long. You look at her. Look at the clock. Oh, brother, smile. No wonder. That's mind to mind serum. Then you know what happened? If you teach them like that, the kid will be different. Then you say, forget about the name. The name is only required for certain purpose, so that there is a entity. But this entity is not the real you. But we need this because our country got law. We need law and order. Understand? So if you disobey this law, you can be fined, you can get in trouble. But the nature's law also got cause and effect. You reap what you sow. And you should teach all this to them, understand? That you are just like a computer, except you got feeling, you got a consciousness trapped inside. That upon contact, consciousness arise. And how you understanding, how you input, then these are evil roots. This is the correct Buddhist education. But a lot of people will object, why Buddhist? Why not my education? That's why the government got big problem. That's why Malaysia last time very good. Chinese school, Chinese have Chinese school. Indian have Indian school. So you teach your Chinese education. They teach Indian education. Then they all can teach their education. Like that, no more problem, is it? Then of course the Chinese must agree lah. Some Christian one. So one Christian school, God give. One Buddhist study school, God give. Then let them find out which is the real one, good one. Then the world will be different. You understand? Does that answer your question? Very good.
Yes, but of course this question is how to do it.
Can. The government must have this understanding. You look at China, the government. The government is very different. Now they allow Buddhism to come up. You realize or not? Last time they banned everything during the Gang of Four, communism time. Now China is flourishing because of all this understanding.
Okay, I don't know whether brother want to share.
Give to Mrs. So, I forgot about her. Madam Ho, come. Thank you, Garrett. Thank you. We all forgot about her. Actually, we all started early. Then, 我们找不到你啊，刚才。 因为你还没有进来。 No, give a chair to her. 给她坐。 Thank you. 请她坐掉。 Good. 坐掉。 坐掉。 She is the oldest Kayalamita within our retreat. We should actually rejoice and respect her faith. Her faith is very strong. Sadhu.
Good evening, Brother Chiu and my Kayalamita.
All the Kayalamita. Put a higher one, Mimi. Put a higher cushion on her leg.
It's okay.
Bring the cushion. Mimi. Yeah. Mimi, no. Bring the cushion at the back. Put underneath her leg, where her leg is hanging. Understand? Put underneath her leg. Okay. 放上去. Still stable. Okay.
Just, I want to ask, beg for Chiu's forgiveness.
Don't worry.
It actually happened today. I morning, I really don't have much faith about this taking this
Bodhisattva vow.
So I, when I took vow the time, I just feel that I don't really have faith.
Don't worry.
So if I take this vow, am I going to able to continue?
Hopefully.
Diligently.
Yeah.
I just cannot take a while and then go home nothing. So I went to this leg already give me so much problem. From day one until now swollen.
Swollen.
So never gone down and Alicia arranged Sifu to get a friend help me. For the first time also can't help
cannot
much.
Help,
So poor Stephanie every night have been rubbing and Mrs. Chiu put chair. In fact, all the Korean massage,
they were very good.
Very good to me. I feel so
very
blessed. Even my I don't get this from my own
your
children.
Your own children, yeah. You know why or not? Because you have been helping others before last time.
Thank you.
So now others help you. That's
so
anyway, the karma.
I just sincerely bow. Take the vow, then nothing happened, go for lunch. Of course, when chanting the Heart Sutra, I was a bit, tears come out.
Means inside rejoice with the faith and the compassion come out.
Movement.
So that was the one that helped you a lot.
So after that lunch, we go out. So nothing happened. So after finish lunch, I quickly, because I have appointment with Jin Hao.
Jin Hao.
He wait for me, taught me about how to
use your
activate
headphone,
my phone to listen to the talk.
Very
and
good.
Then there was a group of Czechoslovakia, the communist country. Those young people come along. So asked me whether I want to take off shoes or not. So I said, "Oi, okay, you better take off." Then after that, our local, everybody put shoes on. Then I feel so bad. I go and say, "Oh, so sorry, maybe today is a special day. If you like, you can put on shoes."
Actually, cannot. They got a sign, shoe outside, below the step.
Yeah, but they don't know.
Never mind.
Then they say, "Why is all this one?" So I even show them today is our Bodhisattva
birthday.
But I don't know how to explain to them. So I say, you like to have some vegetarian
food
then go to the back.
The
so some of them say, "No, we like to have a cup of tea." How to get a cup of tea? So I thought, without your permission, I invite them.
No problem. Kitchen. You can.
So four of them went there and had
very
a cup
good,
of tea.
Very good.
Talk about Buddhism, why you're all here. I said, So we retreat. So the funny part is they know Jesus and Christ. But they never heard about Buddhism and Buddha.
We are that country, that communist country.
So one of them, asked me, "What is Buddhism?" So I was thinking, for Noble Two, a faux pas, how to tell them? So I said, this Bodhisattva, our Buddha, long life, I stuck there. And Jared come and see. He was so good, he explained after tea, then Jared said, send them off, they come back. So the moment come up here, I sit here, my
swell gone.
No more.
All gone.
So we think, I say, "Hey, brother, what happened now?" So
I met you at the room there, then you told me, "Bertie, I got something to share." "Oh," I said, "very good." He said, "My swell gone." I said, "That is sadhu." Then he said, "Because of the Bodhisattva vow." You remember? The additional vow, ask for forgiveness, then invoke the power of merits and all those things. What you do is, he said, that's why he took the vow at first without much faith, where his cat cannot fulfill. But when he took the vow, she took it very sincerely. That's why when you are sincere, then she got a lot of goodness. These are karmic things. Then when the condition is there, something will manifest. That's why you never understand. This is nature's law. You must have faith.
So that also strengthened my
view,
think that things can be happening.
Can happen.
And also I reassure my current meters, I will try to strike on.
No problem.
I still need your help.
Definitely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, we rejoice with your good sharing. Let us rejoice, Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, very good. Anybody else? Yeah, Jin Tai. Jin Tai, pass the mic to Jin Tai. Come. Yeah.
So this afternoon while meditating, something fell on me.
Yeah, very good.
Round two.
Come and test you again. Very good.
So I actually managed to feel the fear.
It's okay one. Initially like that, the brain is fear of the unknown. So the fear comes from the brain. It's condition arising, Anasa. Because you don't know what that thing is, Anasa. Like sometimes something very eerie one touch you. Because without a stable mindfulness, you will trigger off fear. Understand? Very normal.
So at this stage it's automatic.
It's automatic. But this is still the response from the unknown. The brain fear from the unknown. That's why when you stay at the heart, the brain don't come in and disturb. Understand? Whatever will be, will be. Understand? Sensation is just sensation.
So I managed to stabilize pretty quickly after that, but the thing is something out of alignment. I don't know where should I go from here.
No. Where's our alignment?
I can feel something is not right after that.
No. When you lie down that time, you are lying down or sitting. So what is the thing that you feel out of alignment?
Maybe my awareness. Maybe it's a bit more disturbed.
Okay, then it's okay because it is not the thing not right. It's your mindfulness and the awareness is gone. You know why? Where there is a mental hindrance. Fear is a mental hindrance. Understand? Fear came from doubt. You understand? That's why the mind become restless. The two mental hindrance hit. Your calmness, your awareness, your stillness, all gone. Where it's new. So don't worry. Develop more bowing or relax, peaceful walking. Then after that, go back and sit. It will come back to you. You have to stabilize it. Otherwise, this is temporary.
Okay.
Very good. Sadhu. Sadhu. Very good. Okay. Anything else? Father Sri. Come. She has been meditating down there.
Good evening, Bratil, Steele, and all Kayanamitas. Actually, first of all, I should pay my respect and gratitude to the Triple Gem and Bratil. In fact, the first day when I arrived here, I didn't expect Jintai to follow me. So I went into the main shrine. I talked to Buddha Varuchana. I said he's here. Actually, 2 years ago, I did something. During the retreat, I asked for forgiveness on behalf of him, and I said, if I have the condition, I will bring him. But I dare not pester him when.
Yeah.
So at last he was here. So I just said, if I have the condition, because I did not promise. Yeah. You see. So the first day when I arrived, I spoke to Arachana Buddha and Kuan Yin. I said, he is here. Please help me to show him something that can arise faith in him so that he can walk the path and so that I have a clearer mind that, you know, to do my own cultivation. Yeah, yeah. So the other day he was in the silent mind. Actually, just now he shared with me when he was down there. Yesterday he went in and bound. He spoke to Varuchana Buddha. He said, if this is real, test me again.
That one second time.
Why he said it's the second round.
So
just now he said something fell on his head when he was meditating. I said, you were sitting there. Here. Something just pat him here.
Where you want to people to show you.
But somehow he felt something drop.
He
challenged.
Oh, was it our spana? okay. Because when I was delivering the sharing, this, where is the spana?
I stick it back.
Oh, you take it back. Okay, good.
So he
he said, if it is real, you know, he's very inquisitive, so it's real.
Yeah, show me.
Test me and show me. And that's why he got the test. That's why he said, this is round two.
Very good.
I started him. I said, this will improve. His faith will grow strong.
Very strong. Just now, afternoon session, before you go for dinner, I was there collecting shoe. He was thank to me. He said, thank you so much, brother. To you. Just now the sharing was very, very good. You ask him and say, you told me that when, at the shoe rack, you remember? Wasn't you. Oh, sorry. Mimi san now. Ayo, sorry. Sorry, Chitai. It's Chua. Chua Chong Liu. Wow, young one. They're very difficult to differentiate. That's why sometimes I don't look at the face. I hear the sound. I know it's a young one. So I thought it was him. I forgot. Yeah. Mimi-san. Oh, that one very good.
That's all I
that one just share. Now when I asked the question, who will listen from the heart? The young one at the back put out the hand. This is the real one. Got the pass. He can understand very far. When I was teaching in Sumeru, after I share the thing, then later on we finish lunch break or what. Then I saw him outside. Then he came and talked to me. He said, Pratio, very good. Just now you share. Oh, I said, you can understand. Because he was so young and so new. Then I asked him, why you say good? What have you learned? You know, his answer was so direct. You will never believe what he said at this age. That's why I knew he has his part. Then I told him. You know what he told me or not? He just listened to my sharing. He said, the problem with living beings is they don't know that they got two types of mind. Can you ever have that understanding? If ever they have known that they have the other true mind, they will be deluded. New people so young, I think first time I attend the retreat or don't know what, can come out with this type of understanding. You are so old already, so many here. Because you are conditioned by all that teaching, that type of teaching. This one, he just listened. Then he knows got two types of mind. And I can tell you, you have been going to temple so many rounds, so many places here. Have you ever heard that there are two types of mind? And you can use it to cultivate. Yeah? Tell me frankly. You hardly. Nobody there to say anything. They can tell you. Maybe they will quote the word supramundane mind and all those things. But they cannot tell you what that thing is. Even the mundane mind also, they cannot tell you what it is. What is the thinking mind also? So they just quote all the sutta, abhidhamma and all those things. Consciousness, all the word. This is not a comment, please. This is to let you understand. If you don't have the true understanding, you cannot share. And what I shared that time was not the ordinary Dhamma. It's something that you can understand. That's why he picked it up. Then he progressed very fast. He got a lot of very good experience. And he, after that, continued to come to the Tuesday class with the mom. Then before she went to UK, then training time, you know what book she brought? He brought this Heart Sutta book. Then he told the mom, this is a very good book. So he has been reading this book. And he read with understanding. Because of the past parami. Like I said, at this age, no reason to be here. Then. All the old lady come here for okay? Now, time to chant. Pamasuri finish already? Finish already? Got some more can? Got 5 more minutes.
No, that's all I want to share. Thank you very much.
Sadhu. He said don't have. He already understood. He met me out there. He said, Brother Teo, thank you. Then he said, 还是要去修. Well, he got the message. You need to go and cultivate. That's it. Finish. Ask so much question, no use. Well, finally, what is my advice? Your question will be self-answered when you understand, when you realize. All of your questions will be self-answered. Then he got one very good understanding. 还是要去修, cultivate. You have to go and cultivate, that's it. And he is quite an intelligent guy. Huh? Oh, Sandra, come. You can have 10 minutes. No problem. This one can give more time. Sandra, Sado.
Brother Steele, thank you very much again. With full gratitude. And really from my sincere, deep, heartfelt feelings that I'm really, really grateful for having this opportunity.
You should
and
thank
Chia. I also want to thank my
Chia.
Husband,
for bringing Mr. you
Chia,
here.
Yet,
Mr.
Who has been trying very, very hard
to get
in
you,
all ways to
to get
me
you.
Realize
that's true. Sadhu.
I must admit that before I was like a mechanical Buddhist.
Correct.
Or a robotic
Buddhist.
My mother or my husband asked me to pay respect, I just pay respect
without any feeling or understanding.
No understanding at all.
And
my mother has been doing a lot of chanting. I don't know what she chants.
Doesn't go in.
I only can remember some words And the reason why I need to speak today is because, right now, is because I have this sound that tells me that I have to say it.
Sadhu, this good friend up there.
so,
he has to share this. Sadhu.
I've been waiting until this opportunity
Sadhu.
The bowing that I did.
Oh, very beautiful.
I counted the first few times. I would say the mindfulness was not that strong.
Yes, because you count.
After that, the last time I bowed, with counting, it's because I counted 100 times. Before the bow, I actually did an expiration. And I hope you don't mind.
No problem.
to tell you that my expiration was at the time I saw you sneezing and not.
Oh, Sadhu, no wonder I recover. Sadhu, thank you.
Thank you so much.
100
bow.
Sadhu.
That I can receive the teaching.
Thank you. Sadhu. Sure, receive. Pure wish send already.
So after that, I did not count anymore.
Very good.
So whatever aspiration I did,
came.
And one of my aspirations was to understand more of Dhamma.
Sadhu.
So from then on, I just realized that every moment there are new things for me to learn. And I hope to cultivate them as much as possible.
Sadhu.
The next thing that I also want to say is the first few talk that you have given. You talk about cancer.
And
I've spoken to you about this, but the rest needs to know. So I don't mind sharing this. Because I have a sister who died of breast cancer. So one day I went for my mammogram. It was not normal. Okay. And at that time, when the doctor said not normal, she was trying very, very hard to convince me that, well, the result may not be accurate, you know, but then we will do we need to do a biopsy. We do need to do a lot of things. So when you talk about the fear, the anxiety, it came up initially. But I managed to tell myself, this body is impermanent.
Sadhu, very good.
And that, I told the doctor, do what you want.
You want
to get rid of everything in my body, I also don't mind.
Sadhu, very good.
And the result came, I got zero stage cancer.
Sadhu,
very good. The doctor was so surprised at the speed of recovery and said, are you sure I did your surgery last year only? So I said, yes, you did. And I told myself, I'm not going to change this body just for the sake of image.
Very good.
So to me, I have to accept the truth.
Yeah.
And that's why many, many years ago, I intend to have white hair and everything.
Correct, correct. Yeah, no need to
and,
die.
One thing is I must share is white hair benefits because people give up their seats to
you. Senior citizen.
So, another thing is that I also want to share that fear may be there.
Yeah.
But the truth
is
higher.
Higher. When the truth and the understanding is there, immediately fear arises, the understanding come out, this is yoniso manasikara, then it subside, gone. No more. Because this is condition arising, not you. Because who fear? What fear? Form am I through thought projection? The brain still don't understand. So there is a lot of wrong view up there that you can straighten. Then the moment you understand all this teaching, the Dhamma, you continue to reflect, contemplate, and inquire, the understanding will stabilize. Then next time, it can't even come out. Cannot even come out. Initially, it's like that. Come out, the moment you aware, pop, the understanding is there. Finish. Subside. Like what Brother Sia went through. That it cannot draw you. Very good. Sadhu.
Next thing is, I've informed some sisters here that I'm mid-career consultant. And they keep questioning me why, how did I do it? I say because of my affinity with Guan Si Yin during my visit in
Putao San.
I must say that the affinity did not actually start there.
When
I was very young, I think it already appeared.
It showed you the sign.
Yes, but I did not receive it.
That time you cannot understand.
Cannot understand. And also the medicine Buddha.
Yao Sifo. There are three at the back now. Did you realize?
No, I haven't.
I show you. The one with the pagoda one. This one. That one. That one. Three with the pagoda one. Yao Sifo. Where this one is less well known. Where they are from the eastern sector of the universe.
Because when I was young, my mom used to have this.
Very good.
At the altar. And then I always stare, and then it's like smiling at me at all directions. Looking at me at all directions. No matter where I go. And then after that, I realized that my mom told me that it's more than 100 years old.
Oh, no wonder. Sadhu.
So, and then one day, my mom go and wash. And knock. At the back.
And then
it broke. So my mom, keep praying and it just seal it back.
Sadhu.
No need to send for any repair.
Sadhu.
So all this actually came up to me right now. As I talk.
Then you understand.
The deepest sharing that I have is that I like to. This is my personal experience. Nothing to do with anybody. I would say that these few days, the sincerity, the faith, and whatever I do, actually remove most of my doubt.
All your doubt.
In fact, the first time you saw me, you said you got full of doubt. And I said, do I?
Now do you understand?
So I must say that no matter what it takes, I tell myself I don't have much time. Time
very
is
good.
Very short.
Very, very good.
So the spiritual needs actually should start from young.
Yeah.
And not when I reach 50, 60, I try my best to practice and cultivate. Because the cultivation itself is not easy.
Not easy. Not easy.
But one must be very determined.
Very, very good.
So I hope that with this retreat, going back, I hope my husband is hearing this.
He's smiling.
I will spend a lot of time learning more about the Dhamma.
Sadhu.
First thing I want to learn is the meaning of all the sutta.
Sadhu. Let us rejoice. Sadhu. Very good. And this is how, when you have the understanding, when you understand the great benefit, the faith becomes different, the sincerity becomes different. And this will take you on. It will bring forth the way, the path, the Dhamma, the realization. That's why with that, now with this new realization that this life was wasted because 50 age 50 plus only encounter this one, can continue to develop the cultivation also. But one thing, Sandra, don't worry, because of this morning's vow and aspiration, in future when you come, you will connect very early. The Bodhi seed planted, the Bodhi mind, they will trigger of condition, and you will understand very fast. Just like your case, when I was, I think, 9 years old or what, I knew something saved me. I didn't know what was it. I was swimming in the river. You know, we all last time, where got trained on? Nobody trained you on. We jump into the river, Kedah River, and we just freestyle. We just do it. Then the tide, before we learn, wow, the tide came out so high. You know? Then because so many of these kids our age were there, some older, you know? Then they got this basketball tire tube. So they were playing. So I saw them playing. I also get excited. They are curious. So I want to try. So I had to wait till they all play until don't want to play, tired. Then I asked, can I borrow the basketball? Oh, they say, can. You use. Then that time, you don't understand how that basketball, it's very difficult to push the basketball down, you know, into the water. You know how much uptrust, you know, all air. And that time, was so small size, you know, so young. So I was playing the basketball. Then suddenly, this basketball slipped away from my hand, you know, floated out. You know. Then I scared I have to pay, you know. I got no money to pay, you know, so. So what I did was, I knew I can swim maximum 5 strokes. After that, die already. I must hold on to something already. That one, you know, head above water one, freestyle. So what happened was, while I was hesitating, because of that fear to pay, so the thought through delusion just go out, you know, to try, you know. Yes, I was quite confident I will get the ball. Yeah, I got 5 strokes. The ball was about 2-3 strokes away. Only. You know what happened? I never understood. When I push out, the water also pushed the ball away. You know. Wow, the moment the ball went out, I cannot go back already. You know. Yeah, by the time I turned, I drowned already. Then I was in a dilemma, you know, but there was no fear. You know. But there was real dilemma. I don't know what to do. If I continue another 2 strokes, I will move the ball further. Then as I was having this thought, before I make that thing, you never believe that basketball just come back to me. Then I held on to it. There was a great relief. Then immediately I returned the basketball. From that day on, I never swim in the Kedah River. And I knew that very vividly, you know, like inside, something helped me, you know, I don't know who. And you know how I know? New people don't know, old people know. I think my daughter also didn't know. Did I tell you? Oh, you, I told you before. Until later on, I grew up. Then I meditate on my own. Then in the year 1989, after I had this understanding, my nature had this understanding, I was full of gratitude towards Kuan Yin. My house got a Kuan Yin. Then I want to pay my respect and express my gratitude. So I pay respect. Then when I come out, I had a lot of joy. I still look at Kuan Yin. Then that time, very funny. You know, I said, thank you so much. I said, because I actually developed a lot of understanding through the Heart Sutta and also through her guidance. She came to me in 1986. No? That one, how it come, I got no time to tell you. Those who already heard the tape, you can go and check the past year's tape. What I can tell you is, when she took out the vase, then only I knew it was Kuan Yin. It was an old lady. Not much different from most of you. Open up my hand. Put the paw out from that thing, the vase. 3 jewel, triple gem. The message just come. You have to move fast. Not much time left. Then I just woke up from that vivid dream, very vivid. After that moment onward, very funny. You know, the book come, the teacher come, the guide come, everything I need come. You know. I never ask anything, I never do anything. And all this just come. All my teacher come, six of them. Then after that, I penetrate. I realize, I understood everything, this nature. Then I was paying respect with that gratitude. Then I stand out. I grace at the Kuan Yin. And you know what happened? Suddenly that vision of me swimming in the river that time with the basketball, how that basketball float back. Got such thing. Immediately inside, kneel down again. Means I knew Kuan Yin saved my life. And there were three occasions. That's why my life very funny one. Show it to me, glimpses of the thing I did before. Then I knew, Kuan Yin's affinity has been guiding me all along. Has been protecting my form and mind, not my nature, form and mind. That's why I always teach you all to ask for guidance. Ask for all these great beings through your affinity for their guidance, for their protection, and their blessing. And this morning during chanting, do you know Mimi? The mudra came. And she was doing that. All of a sudden, in front of me, choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo, like that. Then just now down there, I asked her, I said, what were you doing? What happened? He said, our good friend, Kuan Yin, bless you. He said, oh, okay. Then also bless a lot of other things. That one you ask him, I don't know. That's why you were no one. When you have affinity, because Kuan Yin is very... And when I was young, even after Form 6, when I saw the Four Noble Truths, my mother, when young, he took me to all these temples. I cannot pay respect to all the deities. No way. Then sometimes, because of my mother, I respect her, like Ti Gong, Pai Ti Gong. I take the joystick. I count 1 to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then I put it down. So my mother thought I make aspiration or wish or prayer. She didn't know. Then I put down there. Then after that, I smile to her. Oh, she said, very good, very good. Because I can't. But when he take me to Kuan Yin Biao, the Kuan Yin Temple, I straight away can bow. All the other deities I cannot. Then I remember the two at the side, Manjushri Pusian and Ti Chang Wang also. I can pay respect. Then of course Buddha, I like to see that show on Sakyamuni on life history. On his own, he know what to do. Then all this, they show it to me on, like karma and all those things. But that time I don't have the teaching. I don't know what this is until later. Then out of the body experience also, to prepare me to understand all this. I almost died, that out of the experience. I actually severed the civil cord. This one already out. Then I couldn't go into my body, But don't know how come it understand how to struggle. When in, no sound, of course. Then when I take control back this body, first thing I asked was my brother. I saw him walking in when I was up there. Out of the body, completely out. And I say, did you go in there, say all this, take this thing and come out? He looked at me. He said, you were sleeping like a log. How did you know? Oh, I said, not important. What I want to confirm, you really walk in. Means I was not dreaming or hallucinating. And all this already there. That's why I said, you write an autobiography of my life. Fantastic story inside there. But people won't believe it. It's more fantastic than fairy tale. So because of that, this is the condition that is available, I want to share. Because according to Sandra, you remember, she said when young, actually Kuan Yin came. But she don't understand at that time. Same. If you have affinity with this great being, they will manifest, show. But that time, I don't know who saved me. Until that vision came, which was almost 20 over years later. You think from memory, come on. I forgotten the incident long time ago. But when that vivid vision come back, I was grazing at Konyina. Then I knew nobody else saved me. But I knew somebody saved me. I don't know who. Then straight away inside said, this is the great being that saved you. That's why I bow down straight away in tears, deep from inside. Thank Kuan Yin's nature profusely. Then I make my respect, I bow. Then after that, funny, you know, I start to understand that Kuan Yin is such a great being, you know, love and compassion. And he can really protect you, guide you, and give you blessing. Then I suddenly knew why my mother, they all have faith in her. Then my mother also survived one death because of Kuan Yin. Then I say, how can Kuan Yin be everywhere? Understand or not? We are the universe, got so many beings paying respect, making all this aspiration. Then how can she be everywhere? And she is not physically anymore. How can this be possible? Then suddenly inside come out with the answer. No? Her great cultivation, blessing and understanding, the parami, has enabled her nature to make this vow until it become a nature's law. Understand? Then whoever who call upon, that's why the Om Pemi Memi Hom, the Sing Jing, the Tapi Chao, Tapi Cho, and all those things that are related to Kuan Yin, if you have faith in her, you chant, there will be a response. You pay your respect, you create affinity, there will be a response. That's why Kuan Yin Bodhisattva is very, very compassionate. Love and compassion and wisdom, of course. So this is what I want to share. Yeah? Because there is condition to share. Okay, we have to start the chanting already, otherwise too late. Yeah? Joyce, the mind, yeah? Come forward. Yeah? Then Pamasuri and Engvi. Yeah?
Mahakaruna.